Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today. A very busy weekend and week coming up. The G1 Climax Tournament is wrapped up for New Japan Pro Wrestling. The finals, Tanahashi Ibushi. Awesome match. In fact, I would say of all the matches that I saw in the tournament, and I didn't see all of them. I tried. I tried the best I could. I still couldn't watch most of them. But of all the matches that I saw in the tournament, it probably was my second favorite match behind Omega and Ishii. Roshi Tanahashi winning the G1 for the third time, beating Kota Ibushi. We have a lot of matches coming up for New Japan over the fall. We'll talk about those here today. What were your thoughts on the G1? What was your favorite match of the tournament? What did you think of the finals? What did you think of Tanahashi winning? Anything we talk about here today on the show, you're welcome to give us a call about. The phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. We're going to talk about the G1 show. We can talk about SummerSlam, 12 matches on the SummerSlam card as of right now. A couple pre-show matches have been added, and maybe more to come after Raw tomorrow night. Tomorrow is the go-home show for SummerSlam. Obviously, there's NXT, the TakeOver event over SummerSlam weekend. TakeOver, of course, going head-to-head with Ring of Honor, New Japan, and Madison Square Garden over WrestleMania weekend. We can talk about that here today as well. Randy Orton, WWE looking into claims that he inappropriately touched himself in years past when meeting new writers. I can tell you about that story. Impact ratings from this past Thursday night. I went to a progress show on Thursday. There's so much stuff to get into. Once again, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. We shall kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to go to the phones in a minute because every line is lit up. I would suspect a lot of people calling about the G1 finale last night. Hiroshi Tanahashi beating Kota Ibushi in the finals to win a shot at the New Japan Tokyo Dome show, Wrestle Kingdom, which, breaking news, will be taking place on January 4th, 2019. If you've been waiting to put it down on your calendar, now you can. Awesome main event. Probably my second favorite match of the matches I saw in the G1. Mike, where would you rank this match?
Oh, boy. I tell you, between that match and Ibushi Omega on the last night, it's a toss-up. They are both absolute classics, and there's been a lot of great matches. Ishii and Goto, I want to go back and watch like a couple of these, but like Ishii and Goto, Naito and Ishii, and Okada Tanahashi, Ishii Omega, Sonata Ibushi, there were some great matches that took place, but I think those last two on the final two nights, I think they actually stand a little bit above, and I guess if you had to hold a gun to my head, I think it might, maybe I'd kind of vacillated back and forth on this. I think it may actually be the final. Both were tremendous for different reasons, but something about Tanahashi at 42 years old, the more I think about it, Adam Summers and I talked about it on the Big Audio Nightmare show we did for subscribers of the site. When so many of us thought that this may be kind of a come down G1 for him, it was in fact going in the complete other direction, where he not only, you know, secured his spot of where he is, you know, basically storyline-wise inside that company, but I think one more time cemented to everybody who views this as a business about how great that he really is, and it was just a remarkable performance from a guy that, you know, 42, 43 years old, whatever he is still the ace.
Let's go to the phones here on the air. What is going on?
Hi, this is Christopher from Connecticut, and yes, I actually wanted to talk about TakeOver this Saturday.
All right.
Because I had done the math and I found out an interesting fact. Johnny Gargano on this takeover is going to be tying a record and breaking a record. He's going to be tying Samoa Joe's record for most takeover main events at 5, and breaking Joe and Balor's record of most shared main events at takeovers at 4. And the sort of question that came from that is, do you think with these last two takeovers, Gargano and Ciampa main eventing and Aleister Black being injured, do you think Black will be the first champion since takeovers were a thing to never main event a takeover? Or do you think he's going to have another run in NXT after his injury?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, he should have headlined this takeover. So, I mean, it sort of kind of sucks, I guess, stats-wise. But, I mean, he was absolutely going to be in the main event of this takeover show. So, I don't know if we can really hold that against him. The question I have is, well, Johnny Gargano set another record, the man with the most five-star matches in the history of WWE. If he does it one more time with Tommaso Ciampa, which would be difficult, I might add, but not impossible. So, I think that's the big question. I expect that Aleister, once he's healed up, he'll probably main event the next one. He deserves his title rematch. They're usually good about that sort of thing. They can always, if it's going to be a singles match, make it a three-way. I think he'll have his takeover main event. That would be my guess.
I think the bigger question is, does he ascend to some of the people that came behind him, or, you know, and he's going to have trouble doing that, as it seems right now, because even if he was in the main event, you know, the question with him has been, you know, who's on the other side as far as the focus, you know? So, you know, it's not to really demean him at all, but he's in a place where a lot of people have got a lot of talent, and there is something, you know, he does stand in the shadows a little bit, and he does have to, they've got to figure out a way, you know, to break him out of that when he does come back.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Yes, Brent.
Well, I'm glad that you recognize me. I think that there is a extremely slim chance that I will go to the Super China Buffet Day in Vegas, but highly unlikely. I wonder what you think about the ring warriors. Is anyone going to watch that at 8 in the morning? That's a pro wrestling fan and not a kid. Let's see. Are you going to be going to the WWE show on the 1st of October? Because my thought is that they never have had an event at the University of Washington Heck Edison Pavilion, because I don't think that UW wants them there. I don't.
Wait, that's where the show's at? Is it Heck Ed?
No. I'm saying at Key Arena, they're having a show October 1st. After that, Key Arena will be closed for 2 years.
I see.
They can either go to the Tacoma Dome, which they've shown no interest in doing. They could go to Everett or Kent, where the arena's a lot smaller, and I don't think they did great there. Or they can, go to Heck Ed. I don't think UW wants them. Or they can take a break for 2 years. So you're going to go to the show on the 1st at Key Arena.
I do believe I'll be going there, Brent. I want to thank you very much for that call with 9,000 different questions in it. So the first thing,
doesn't know how to fly any planes.
The first thing that he's talking about is the WrestleMania or the Observer Figure Four convention this weekend in Las Vegas. He doesn't think he's going to be there. So if you were planning to go to meet Brent,
yeah,
you may want to skip out on that one. That's number one. The show he's talking about, Ring Warriors, is the new show that's coming up on WGN. Apparently it's going to air at 8 a.m. They have far bigger problems than the show airing at 8 a.m. I'll just put it that way. And third, I will in fact be going to the WWE show, I hope, on October 1st or whatever. I think that's a Raw show, if I recall correctly. But anyway, that's the answer to all of your questions, Brent. My question to Brent is, where was he Thursday and Friday night for Progress and Defy? That guy missed out. There was a match on that Progress show that was so unbelievably great.
What was it?
And it involved Mustache Mountain.
Mm.
Yes, WWE stars Mustache Mountain were here on the show.
Yeah.
And they worked a six-man versus, where's my notes here, Bandito, Flamita, and Ray Horace. And this match was so great.
Who's the other mustachier?
It was Tyler Bate, Trent Seven, and Pete Dunne.
Oh, okay. The whole clan.
The whole crew. Not... I guess it wasn't. Damn. It was not technically Mustache Mountain. It was British Strong Style. I apologize. But anyway, yeah, they were in there. And that Progress show was so great. The Defy show was great, too, but I missed half the Defy show, so I can't give it the same sort of review that I gave Progress. But I left that show on Thursday night, and my ears were ringing for hours afterwards. That's how loud it was inside that building. It was unbelievable. I had a couple people that said that they'd gone to a bunch of shows for PWG and Reseda, and they'd gone to the Defy shows and the Progress shows, and they said that there were a couple of PWG shows that were louder than that Defy show. That should kind of, or the Progress show, that should kind of give you an idea about how loud it was. And both shows, I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, probably close to 700 people for Progress. It's on a Thursday night. It was a long show. And I showed up Friday, and I didn't really know what to expect because, you know, you're running two nights in the same building. And there were a lot of people that showed up for the Progress show and then didn't come back the next night. But Defy, packed, jam-packed. Probably the same number of people in the building both nights. So if you're in the Seattle area and you're not checking out these Defy shows, you're missing out. Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Bandito, Flamita, Ray Horace, Flash Morgan Webster, Mark Andrews, David Starr, Jonathan Gresham, Jack Sexsmith, Walter was on the show, Jimmy Havoc was on the show. It's crazy. A lot of talent out there, so check it out, everybody. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
I actually have some news on Jonathan Gresham from last night.
Yeah, I got some news, too. There's no way we're the same height. He's shorter than I am.
No, that's not the question. Went to the International Wrestling Cartel last night, and Gory defeated Jeff Cobb from New Japan Pro Wrestling to become the number one contender for the Super Indie title that Jonathan Gresham has. And that's a title that you once wrestled for about 10 years ago, I believe.
I did? I don't remember
this. My question is, Mr. Cobb got outworked last night as the best match on the show was Chess Flexer defeating Marshall Gambino in a steel cage match to become the new high-stakes champion. So does that happen often that a New Japan wrestler comes in and gets outworked?
Well, I mean, who's rating these matches, Ryan? You?
I don't have anything involved. Well, I base it on crowd reaction.
Oh, so I see. So you were rating this based on the crowd.
Well, you have to judge it by how people are reacting.
Well, that's true, but I mean, the main event, Ryan, had the benefit of being in a cage and having all sorts of wackiness, so I mean, that's something that the prior match did not have, so maybe it's not fair to compare them. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. These phones are going crazy. What's happening? Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Paul in Barbersville.
Hello,
and,
Paul.
I'd like to talk about the G1.
Yes.
But I got a little bit of breaking news.
Oh,
Mark Angelosetti, Mr. Touchdown, is the new Chikara Grand Champion.
What?
Was that Chikarosaurus Rex?
Yeah, he...
Shouldn't he be playing football right now?
I don't know how he works that in, but, I mean, he's a very talented guy, and, you know, he's very athletic, looks great, does the football gimmick to a hilt, and I'm kind of surprised he's one of those guys that hasn't gotten a call from ROH or PWG.
You know, I'm surprised.
Roll with the University of
Maryland. Surprised myself that Mike Quackenbush hasn't done the deal where he only works during the football off season.
He lads out, then he changes his gimmick for the regular.
Exactly.
Season?
Yeah. Maybe he should. Maybe he'll have to vacate that grand championship now because football's starting.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, he could vacate it after the World Series, and then, you know, he could give the title to a Dasher Hatfield.
Could do that.
Also, Chikarosaurus Rex, his son Boomer made his debut. So,
oh, really? He's old enough to have a son.
Second generation Hatfield.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what did you think of the G1? What was your favorite match?
Oh, my goodness. I'm off the top of my head, maybe Kota Ibushi and Ishii, but that match was insane, this finals with Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi, I think there was a really great story going into this where, Kenny Omega as the champion was either going to have to fight his best friend, Kota Ibushi, or he was going to fight Tanahashi, who he's never had this kind of main event bout against. And the finish of that match was complete overkill. Tanahashi hit his finisher on Kota Ibushi three times, and the announcers didn't really play this up, but Kenny Omega was there at ringside, helpless to watch as his best friend was destroyed.
It's true. That's true. I thought that I think the Ibushi, God, there are all these matches. The Ibushi-Naito match gets my vote for the scariest match that I maybe have ever seen in my life, which somehow Dave didn't think was all that scary. I don't know what match he was watching.
I have no idea what he was talking about.
Yes. The Omega-Ishii was my favorite, and the Tanahashi, the finals last night with Ibushi was my second favorite match of the tournament. And I didn't even watch, Dave was raving about the Tanahashi-Okada match on Friday. I didn't get a chance to see that one. And I didn't get to see any of the fun Yano matches that people were raving about.
You still need to see Zack Sabre Jr. and Juice.
I know.
I mean, just for that ending. I mean, that's the thing. If no matter what your style was, even if it was like horrible Tongan style with what they were doing, trying to establish the OG Bullet Club, which I think was probably the only mass failure of the tournament, although it's still a story that's being told, so we guess we have to kind of back off a little bit. But no matter what your style was, it was represented here to the fullest. If you like Zack Sabre Jr., you got all the ZSJ and then some. If you like what Ishii brings to the table or Goto or that type of style, you had that. Everybody kind of got theirs, which was great. And on top of it, you have now multiple layers and multiple opponents for championships. You know, you have Zack Sabre Jr. is in the mix for the NEVER title. Cody's in the mix now for the U.S. title. I mean, the guys are things have been established, and there's been a lot of positivity coming out of this thing for good reason, because it moves everyone and everything forward.
Anything else, Paul?
Well, there was also a thing that I think got overlooked. There was a spot I really loved how they filmed in this match, where the camera just panned down to Tanahashi's body, and Kota Ibushi was completely off camera for a moment, and just all of a sudden came in with this moonsault double knee drop that looked like the most violent thing in the world.
Double bounce.
Paul, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to keep going here, but
let's talk about this though.
So Ibushi does his moonsault double knees to the chest on Tanahashi last night.
And he did it too against Omega.
I'm getting to this. He does it last night, and the announcer starts screaming, just going nuts. And I'm like, dude, the one he did to Omega was 10 times worse than this one. Okay. The one last night was bad, but the one last night, Ibushi mostly hit him with his shins. You know what I mean? To give you a good example, if you ever see, like, you know, a guy does a moonsault or a big splash, the other guy gets his knees up. The attacker is really landing on the guy's shins. He's not landing on his knee bones. Ibushi does his move to Kenny Omega, his golden lover, and dude, his knees, only his knees, spiked right into Kenny Omega's. I thought, guy's dead.
Amazing.
Like, he stopped his heart right there. There's no way. It was the scariest thing I ever saw that didn't involve someone landing on their head. And then Kenny Omega's just fine. I have no idea how.
Well, and what made this one with Tanahashi was the fact that the angle that Paul's talking about, when he does it, he seems to bounce up and land on him again. Again, it's with the shins there, but it's still, the visual of it is something else. And the only thing that I was thinking was, you are going to see this on every indie show now, and there are going to be guys breaking sternums and ribs and everything else, because you're not Kota Ibushi. And even him doing it made it look amazingly, amazingly violent.
I got another one for you, okay? So, I'm not even making a joke here, because I believe Jerry Lawler has said this in interviews. If you all recall when Jerry Lawler died on Raw, he had been in a match earlier in the day with Dolph Ziggler. And Dolph had been doing that spot where he drops an elbow, gets up, drops an elbow, gets... He dropped, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 elbows on Lawler. And then, like a little while later, Lawler has a heart attack. And Lawler said, I think it may have been all that, like, weight and compression on my chest over and over in that match earlier. Now, who knows what it was? That may have had absolutely zero to do with it, but that was what Jerry Lawler said. So, if your idea is you're going to go out in the indie scene and start dropping knees on dude's sternums, like Kota Ibushi is doing, I mean, let's not do that.
Well, and look, it could have been just an accident, because there have been, like, you know, a kid gets hit right with a baseball, you know, a line drive to the chest. I mean, that's killed people. So who knows what exactly?
I'm not accusing Dolph Ziggler of killing Jerry Lawler.
No,
I'm just saying
what Jerry Lawler
said afterwards when he was revived.
When you do a move like that and it lands in the way that this is going to land for a lot of people when they do it, it is something that you got to think about, because you can cause some serious damage. I mean, to all sorts of the midsection there with that one. Just an amazing move, though, coming from Ibushi.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's Ken from Staten Island.
Yes, Ken.
Yeah, I actually got back from Orlando today. I went to the Mae Young Classic taping.
How'd it go?
Don't say you're so
sorry. Yeah, I really
us.
Enjoyed it. What'd you say, Mike?
Don't say you're associated with us. They'll jack you up and throw you out. Brian, be careful of that when you go to Seattle looking for something, the way they treated JJ, but that's a different story. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy Mike, because I know you like Mako Satomura. I think she had a really nice showing in the tournament.
Now, how was... I heard that night one was kind of hit and miss, but night two was pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was exactly it. There was some in night one that really wasn't that good. In a sense, I went last year, too. I thought last year, in some ways, was better in that there were different women. Like, if you asked me the main two that I would remember from last year, it was Jazzy Gaber and Piper Niven, because part of it is they look different than the others. There were a lot of women this year that, especially the ones who were just on night one, I didn't see them again. I barely even remember. I'd have to look them up to recognize who they were, because a lot of them just look like exactly the same. But I really thought the Japanese women did great in particular.
But overall, as the tournament goes on, it ends up being really good.
Yeah, definitely. And Toni Storm's matches were really good, but the injury was kind of messed up. I took a really quick break to get a drink of water as the match was starting. I came back in 30 seconds later and I saw something was wrong, because Nixon Newell was just sitting on the mat and her opponent was just standing there. And Nixon Newell kind of said, I'm going to continue. You could hear her saying that to the trainer, I'm continuing, I don't care. And then 30 seconds later, she just collapsed and the trainer came back and you could hear a pin drop in the arena. There wasn't a peep.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to watch it back on the network to see how the announcers.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. We got to head to a break. I want to thank you very much for the call and the update. But I remember, like, Hunter came out and said she had a broken leg, but then the impression I got was that they hadn't done a full evaluation yet, so it could be knee, could be a broken leg. I mean, unless there's an update, someone could let me know. But more on this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also from WrestlingObserver.com. Got a note here from somebody in WWE during the break. The injury will be aired as it tells a story about the winner advancing. And they note, believed it was a broken kneecap.
Oh.
But the company is probably going to call it a broken leg. It's irrelevant as she's out for the rest of the year. I'm not a doctor, but I think that she's probably a lot better off with a broken bone than like a torn ligament in her knee. Usually the broken bones heal faster than the torn ligament. So hopefully everything turns out great and she's back soon. But that is the update on Tegan Knox.
Man, Michael Cole, when they were doing the introductions for the Mae Young, actually predicted her winning it. It was her choice to, you know, his choice to win the thing, which I thought kind of stood out. Obviously, they've had plans for her for quite some time, since last year's Mae Young, when she was injured leading into that one and couldn't appear. Just a awful string of luck for someone who, once they actually get out there and they have a chance to show it, hopefully physically when they get the ability to, I mean, it is going to be a, I'm not saying a revelation to anybody, but it fits in nicely with what NXT's doing and where WWE's going.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
This is Jim from Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
It's happening.
You was talking about the Mae Young Classic. One of the things that I was reading over the things that was going on that really impressed me was the impression that Mae Young made over the fans.
That's right. They told Hunter to sign her. Yeah, they told Hunter to sign her, and he said, okay, whatever that means. Maybe she's going to be signed.
Man, can they sign her husband, too?
That would be a good sign for WWE.
Houston, by the way.
Now, Brian, didn't Tony Storm and Nicole Matthews have a match over the weekend at Defy Wrestling?
Yeah, they sure did.
Did you see it?
I sure did.
Was it awesome?
How good was it?
It was, I mean, dude, you're talking about I just watched 2 days of Progress and Defy. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you it was the best match on the shows, but it was a very good women's match. Toni Storm is a superstar. Pete Dunne's a superstar. Brody King's a superstar. I could go on and on. You guys out there ever seen Pete Dunne smile?
You know, I don't think so.
I saw him smile. It's like a Ishii, except I saw Pete Dunne smile for 2 straight matches. He was having so much fun those 2 nights. I've never seen the guy so happy. I thought he must be drunk or something, but he wasn't.
Loose rules in Washington State, right?
Well,
one last thing, though. Where is Nia Jax at now?
Apparently she's rehabbing something.
Not on Brian's favorites list, I know that.
That's all I heard about it.
All right, y'all have a good evening there.
Thanks. Hey, I'll give Nia this. I mean, she's lucky Carmella came along.
Oh, will you stop?
I got a new target.
I know.
She's better than Carmella.
She is better than
Low
Carmella.
Praise.
And by the way,
I got one other thing I got to say real quick.
Good.
I heard that the second round of the Mae Young Classic, like the second night, was great. I don't remember which match it was, okay? But there's a match in the Mae Young Classic on night one that I was told was, I can't remember how many zeros they put after it, but it was either like 10,000 or 100,000 times worse than, I think they said the Carmella Charlotte match.
I say, don't say Jenna Maresca.
They may have said the Lana Zelina Vega the first match. But anyway, I was like, well, first off, this is impossible. And second off, if it's even close, that's a bad match.
Hey, look, let's be fair. There's a lot of nerves and a lot of people who have absolutely no idea who the other person. Look, for as many as those women who have worked with each other on the scene or maybe appeared on the same cards together, you can't take like a, and I'm just throwing out names. I have no idea who phase two, but like Azusis from CMLL facing somebody from the UK. They've never met each other. you know, with everything that's going on there, I don't expect there to be classics. So, you know, the fact that night one may not have been super shiny or anything like that, I don't think is an insult. It's just, you know, just like last year, obviously, once they get things rolling and where they want them to be, you know, with people that probably have worked with each other before more on night two, makes things a little easier.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to do some text messages. Got a lot of those, too. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. Matthew in Louisville here. Just a question about Randy Orton. If they do find him guilty of this, what will they do to him?
All right. Well, your phone's kind of wacky, so I'll translate the question for everybody and then answer it here. He's asking about Randy Orton. This is from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE is looking into claims that Randy Orton inappropriately touched himself in years past when meeting new writers. The allegation surfaced this week after a Reddit user revived a story told by Cord Bauer during a 2012 edition of the MLW podcast. What follows is the transcription. For every new writer that would show up, he'd come in the room, put his hand down his pants, pull out his Jimmy, touch himself, and then say, "I'm Randy Orton, shake my hand." "Oh, you don't want to shake my hand? You're big leaguing me? That's effed up. Should I tell Vince and Steph that you won't shake Randy Orton's hand?" The story went on that during those incidents, writers would continue to feel uncomfortable as Orton cut a promo on them while remaining exposed. WWE released a brief statement at 4WOnline.com. They are looking into the matter. Bauer said he avoided the situation as Stephanie McMahon walked into the room at the time Orton was reaching into his pants. Bauer said the story was true when asked on Twitter Friday, adding in a separate tweet that he has no qualms with Orton. Randy has been with the company since he signed a developmental deal in 2000.
Well, the hand crotch handshake rib is not like it's an old rib or specific to wrestling or anything like that, where it you know, is becomes where a weird thing is. This isn't, you know, two wrestlers backstage with a young guy who who's already nervous and you're just messing with him. This is happening in, you know, the writer's room with a bunch of non-athletes at a WWE headquarters. And you know, this story has been out there for a long time, and it was one of those that you shake your head at, but then you stop and you stand back and you think about doing things like this in this time and space. Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what you can do and how much you can really retroactively punish him or how much people will even care about it at this point, but it's those things that, you know, those things come home to roost a lot of the times, and here we are how many years later with this story being out there for so long, and now it's getting attention because of something on Reddit. It's just, you never know what's going to come back.
Listen, I'm not going to defend Randy Orton. I'm not going to defend what he did. But I am going to say that there are a lot of younger fans out there now. I'm 43. Mike is in his early 50s.
No, you stop.
Dave's 60. And there's a new generation of fans coming up that started watching wrestling a little bit later. And the point of all of this is, if you think that what Randy Orton did, like if you think he was the only one, or forget even what he did, if you think, I'll just put it this way, I guarantee every single person listening to this right now, I guarantee one of your favorite wrestlers did something very, very unsavory. And if you want to go through and look through everybody's past and talk to people and get stories and find a way to demonize everybody in this business that did something unsavory in the past 120 years of professional wrestling,
ain't difficult.
There will be no favorites for you to have.
Nah. So why that Hall of Fame is, it's not a hall of very good people.
Yes, when people go, "Oh my gosh, Brian, you've got this this goofy Hall of Awesome that you do on the Brian and Vinny show. I can't believe that Dick Murdoch is in the Hall of Awesome. Do you know what that guy did?" You want to go through the Hall of Awesome and look at all the names in the Hall of Awesome and try and pick and choose some people that had stellar records?
Well, look at a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, and then look at some of these people's family lives. Forget about whether they've are a member of a certain group or have committed certain crimes. You know, some of the crimes have just been some of their family lives. So
I want to say it
this
again.
This is not a defense of anything.
No.
It's just that thank God we are moving in a different direction, because there is a lot of stuff from the past that never needs to be repeated again.
I'm not defending anything. All I'm pointing at is this, okay? If you think that stuff like this was exclusive to a small number of people and wrestlers that you grew up with and wrestlers that you're fans of, think again. Think again. Probably, I want to give a number, but like if you traveled your way through WWE, WCW, ECW, the NWA, the AWA, CMLL, AAA, New Japan, All Japan, NOAH. I mean, if we wanted to count the number of people that did not have some sort of, did not behave in some way, in an unsavory way in their careers, I mean, what do we have here?
Did you not add in world class?
Two
right
hands,
there?
World class or nobody. The point of this is, it's just like, and again, I'm not defending Randy Orton. I don't know what they're going to do when they do their investigation.
Look, Jim Cornette, there's the rib about, I can't remember if it was the rights with the kid with the gun where they did the act where one dude shot the other one. They did that. It was a rib with a starter pistol. It just, I mean, stuff like that where it's like, again, you, I mean, yeah, look, and things with sports and hazing and all sorts of, look at Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, this, so much ridiculous stuff takes place everywhere. It's not exclusive to wrestling. It's no excuse, but. Amazingly, there are things far worse than this Orton thing, and so I wonder if it really has any effect at all. But it's a reminder for everybody going forward that you can't do this-ish. You just can't.
All right, a couple of text minutes. I got to get through some of these. Can WWE ever do something like a G1, a tournament with points? I would say no. No, well, Mike. Yeah. They won't even put out brackets. That's how little they think you care about the tournament.
Well, yeah, they
certainly
absolutely
aren't going to do something involving math.
They absolutely could. They just won't. I mean, again, it's just not their game. It's not their focus, and they won't do it.
Do you think the MSG sellout will make Ring of Honor the new TNA for Vince? Well, I mean, Ring of Honor and New Japan are now on the hit list, as are people who talk about Ring of Honor and New Japan. Like we had anything to do with this. This person here says, Lawler thing was the first thing I thought after seeing that spot with the double knees. The impact and the noise Omega made after that scared the hell out of me. Yeah, but he was fine.
Well,
but that's not a defense.
No, and one thing I want to see, Naito, everybody, stop falling on your necks. It's not going to happen. But, man, Ibushi, Naito, Omega, all of them took enough falls on the back of their necks, upper shoulders, snapdragons, and ridiculous stuff alike just for a lifetime. And I know they're not going to stop, but, man, it sucks.
Person here has a bunch of comments, but one of them is the knee salt was brutal, but the double stomp on the apron seemed more brutal. Double stomp on the apron was bad, but at least when you're doing that on the apron, like Ibushi was holding onto the top rope, and so you could take some of your weight off your opponent. You can't do that on a double knee to the chest moonsault.
Hey, let me say this. I hate double foot stomps in the corner of all kinds, Del Rio's being one of the worst. Any of those moves. Ibushi did one with Omega where he jumped up in the air and hit him in the back of the head. It was one of the more amazing things I've ever seen. So if anybody's going to do one, Ibushi can do that one, and that's it.
Where does Okada go from here now that he has no direction leading to the dome? He has a direction. I talked about it today on the Observer Radio Show. Him and Tanahashi had a match in the G1. Tanahashi has tried for years to beat Okada. He can't beat Okada. He tried so hard to beat Okada in that match. It still went to a time limit draw. Tanahashi then won the briefcase. They have to do a match for the briefcase. It's a perfect story.
And it's very possible if somebody's going to take that briefcase away from Omega, it's going to be Kazuchika Okada.
I hope he does. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Thank you. Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Just a couple of quick news notes here. Plans always subject to change. Don't report this is gospel. But right now, there are apparently two, and I'm sure you'll love this as well. There are two ideas for the Lesnar-Roman match. One of them is a rather short match, and the other is, you guessed it, a long match. And by long, I mean one of the longer matches Brock has ever had since he's been in the company. So I guess they'll decide which one is best the day of the show. And for the person asking, penciled in right now, is Aleister Black headlining the next takeover because he, in fact, did get bumped from this match and was supposed to be in the main event.
Well, there you go.
Plans all subject to change. So, there you go. We're out of time here today, everybody. I know a lot of people sent texts. I didn't get a chance to get into all of them, so I am going to try to respond to all of them here. You can always text us during the shows and call us as well. We'll be here all next week. I won't be here Thursday and Friday because I'm going to Vegas for the F4W Observer Convention, but Mike will be here those 2 days. I'll be back on Sunday, and actually I may be on the show Sunday now that I think about it. That, of course, will be SummerSlam Sunday. I'm not staying in Vegas for SummerSlam, so everybody there will have a good time watching this in the, theater, but I'm coming back here to watch it here and do shows, so that's the plan for the upcoming week. I'll be here tomorrow as well as Mike. Got a lot of stuff to get into, so we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, there's a bunch of shows up on the front page. I guess the new Big Audio Nightmare, new Observer Radio. I'll have another Brian and Vinny show coming up tonight. Lots of stuff, so check it out. We're out of here. Wrestling Observer Live.